This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you from reading to you from the 10th chapter of the Gospel by St. John. Reading from verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," and the Savior himself is the speaker, "and you are the one to whom he is speaking, I say unto you." And he goes on to say, "He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not the things that were spoken unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill and destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, and may God add his richest, choicest blessing on the reading of his precious holy word. There are seven things said about the sheep in this chapter that I want to bring before us before I bring us the message that I want us to stress a little later. The first thing that is said of them is found in verse 9 of this chapter. They are saved by him. Will you hear these words once again? They are saved by him, saved from the lowest destruction and to the highest heaven. Then following that, we have these words, they have liberty from him. They go in and out and find pasture. Then again, they are called by him. They are secured by him. In this verse 28 of the same 10th chapter of the Gospel by St. John, this is what our Savior said, I give unto my sheep eternal life. What a gift. My sheep, you see, dear people, today, there's lost sheep and there's saved sheep. Now the saved ones get eternal life, and the word makes very plain, they shall never perish. But the unsaved ones are lost sheep, and the word of God says from Isaiah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, but the Lord laid on him, that is on the Savior, the iniquity or the sins of us all. Then following that, in verse 9 of the same chapter, they're not only secured by him, they are fed by him. They go in and out and find pastures. You see, the word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 5, feed the flock of God which is among you. Go in and go out and find pasture. And it has been said, we go in at the Old Testament and we come out at the New. We go in at the New and we go, then repeat again back and forth. And the pastures are always abundant. They are always plentiful. And they have plenty of food for the flock of God. Then following that, we have something else. They are obedient unto him. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Just think of that, beloved friends. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. When 10,000 years have come and gone, we use the language, they shall never perish. And the reason for that is, I give unto them eternal life. It's eternal life. When we were brought into this world, we came in with natural and physical life. But when we get into the family of God, we begin with eternal life. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now, beloved friend, with that much upon your hearts and minds, I'm going to look at verse 1 again of this outstanding chapter. And this has been used by all the fundamentalist groups from the very earliest days when Christianity was brought into this world. They spread the gospel, the glorious gospel of the happy God, that God sent a Savior into this world. And that Savior came down from heaven. He was not a product of this earth. He could say this, "Ye are from beneath," that is, you're on the earth. "I am from above. My Father God sent me into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And dear friends, let me say again today, as in the language of verse 9 of this chapter, he said, "I am the door," that is the door of salvation. Then he adds, "If any man, anyone enter in, he or she shall be saved." Let me ask you, friends, can you remember the time in your history when you entered the door of salvation? Some will be hearing this word and they'll say, "Thank God I remember the day. I remember the time. I remember the night when, as a lost sinner, I entered in at the door of salvation. I passed from death unto life, from the power of Satan to the power of God. I was translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son." What a day that was when God reached and saved our precious, never-dying soul. Well, the Word of God says this, that it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Are you a sinner, friend? You say, "Yes, I am." Well, let me say again, Christ Jesus, that's God's beloved Son from heaven, came into the world to save sinners. And if you are a sinner and want to be saved, well, the Word of God gives us language like this. A man asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And the God-given answer came to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And then he said, "And thy house." So, friends, the first one that we called our attention to was they were saved by him. They were given eternal life by him. They were given salvation by him. They were given deliverance from the wrath to come by him. And they promised a home eternal in the heavens, not made with hands. Let me look at verse 1 of this outstanding chapter again. And we are going to just read it. "Verily, verily, I say unto you," again, these are the words of the Savior. That word is used twice, "verily, verily," and in some translations, it's "surely, surely, I say unto you." If you have a Douay version, it's "amen, amen, I say unto you." Remember, friends, it's God the Savior, God the Son, that gives us the language of the word I'm reading here today. And now he brings before us something that's very vital and very, very important. Now he said, in speaking of himself, he has the door, but now look what he says following that. "He that entereth not by the door," he that entereth not by the door, "but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now here are two classes of people that will never make the grade, thieves and robbers. Now someone is saying, "But I know some that have been saved, they were thieves, and they're not that anymore." But remember, he is bringing before our hearts and minds men and women that are trying to get to heaven and bypassing the door of salvation. And he said, "If you climb up another way, you're a thief and you are a robber. You need salvation. You need forgiveness. You need another life." You know, the Savior said again, "I am come that they might have life." And this time it is not physical. This time it is spiritual and it's eternal. "And I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." So, beloved friends, God has something for you. But he is warning us that the man or the woman that climbs up some other way is a thief and a robber. Now, in the Gospel by St. John again, in chapter 14, he brings this word before us. Jesus said, "I am the way, I like that. And let me tell you, friends, there is no other. And then he said, I am the truth. He's the only one that ever spake the truth and never made one error in his life. And then he said, I am the life. So when you come to him, you get the way to heaven. When you come to him, you get the truth that shows you the way to heaven. And when you come to him, you get the life that takes you to heaven. All of these are found in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, beloved friends, may God speak to our hearts. And as I go over this again, the door is open and the invitation is come, but don't try to get to heaven without going in at the door. If you miss the door, then you're going to miss heaven. And he that climbeth up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. There may be some listening in today and are saying this, well, I think my church is just as good as yours. Why, beloved friends, I have no church. There is spoken of in the Word of God, our Savior said this, I will build my church, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And from the day our Savior came into this world, when he began his public ministry, he began to build a church, and men and women, they do not join that church. They are born into that church, born into that family. In fact, the Word of God says that you cannot join that church because he says you must come in at the door. Now, the Savior himself is the speaker, and he wants to make very, very plain to you that if you try anything else outside of himself, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. Someone is saying, well, I try to live right. I do the best I can. That is not the ticket to heaven. But thank God for men and women that want to live right and do right. But remember, you need a Savior, one that died in your place, because if you're like the speaker, you sinned against God. And the Word of God says, be sure your sin will find you out. But when our Savior came to this world, the Word of God said about him that he's a Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now, he had to go to the cross before that could be done, but he went to the cross. Isaiah 53 said, and the Lord laid on him the sins or the iniquity of us all. Every sin of the human family has been charged to the Savior, and he died in full payment for all your sins. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and they cannot be broken. And friend, God is satisfied with Christ, and if you are, we'll meet you in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, if you have enjoyed this, or if you need any special help, drop us a line in care of this station. We'll be glad to send you some good literature. And may God bless and save you for his name's sake. Amen.